I know most of us, or all of us, have your own personal Bible. I like to refer to this as the book of eternal life. Now, we know about the book of life that Scripture talks about, and we all want to be in the book of life, because if we're in the book of life, we will go from this earth to heaven, and then heaven will be welcoming us. So, in this book, I like to call God's book, is what Jesus was talking about with the disciples. Now, we've been in John's Gospel, chapter 6, for quite a few weeks. And I'm not sure, I didn't look at next week's lectionary. Is next week, Joanne, John Gospel, channel 6? Next week, it goes to Mark. So, and the reason we spend so much time in chapter 6 of John, Jesus had so many important things to tell us. And down at, I started 66. Now, Jesus has been talking to the disciples. And it says, at this point, many of his disciples turned away and deserted him. They've been following him for a long time. And now these disciples are turning away and following and deserting him. And then Jesus turned to the 12 and asked, are you going to go too? Simon Peter, I like Simon Peter. He replied, Lord, to whom would we go? You alone have the words that give eternal life. We believe them, and we know you are the Holy One of God. Amen. Well, there's a young lady in this church that I think we all knew, and I got her picture here. You know who we're talking about? Now, I asked Donnie for permission because what I wanted to say is that we know the Word of God gives us the knowledge that we know, and the Holy Spirit confirms that Jesus is the way to life. And over the years, Patsy and I talked, and she wasn't always mean, Patsy, although she used to say to me sometimes, I got this to say and that to say, this is probably the mean Patsy saying it. But she had a heart of gold. She had a heart, and she knew God, and she knew when she was diagnosed with her problem, she knew that she was going to go from this life to the next. Because Jesus told us that he is the way. Now, I got another picture here. And this particular picture is the one who told it. Now, we don't know what Jesus looks like. Tina's secretary made these for me a long time ago. But you've probably seen them hanging in churches and so forth. And it's a picture of what we think Jesus looked like. So, when we talk about the gift of eternal life and we think about all the challenges and all the crap that we go through in this life, we have something much better ahead. And that's what we got to focus on. We won't always agree on everything, relationships, families, churches, you name it. But if we focus on our own personal relationship with God through Christ, we can work through some of these things. Because it's all about forgiveness and all of the things that we learn in this world. Because one day, unless the Lord comes for us first, we're going to take that last breath and we will be transitioned to heaven. I was blessed and honored to hold my wife's hand when she departed, when she was with cancer and she was in her last moments, and I could feel the spirit leaving. And my two sisters were out by the swimming pool and they came in and they said something about it, and I said, yeah, she passed. She said, we know, we seen a big angel up over the house. Now, my sisters ain't one to make up stories, so what they see or saw, only I believe what they told me, but I know, and know in my heart, that I've been with many people that have made that transition from this life to the next, so I know that it's real. Amen? Well, and you, huh? I will, because this is the book that's got all, the B-I-B-L-E, this is the word in me. What does that say? Let's sing that little song. That's what I'm going to do.
D-I-V-L-E.
Amen. You guys are good. Thank you. And the reason we do youth messages is because we're all young at heart, and we're all children of the living God. And besides that, in preparation of the kids coming back to church,